dreamed of writing stories some far off distant world. She lived by the pen and she pulled her life away. That's why we weren't all surprised when New York called her name. Wealth had found her quickly and her life was sitting high. Even love was around the corner, just a look in his naked eye. Yes, she took a knee and professed his heart, pronounced the sentiment. Kissed his cheek, then she ran to New York on her name.
Authentic song for you now. This is one that I wrote after finding out a good friend of mine passed away from cancer, and it was the night that I found out. She used to sit at the door at the Station Inn in Nashville, Tennessee, and she was a real encouragement to all the musicians there in town. And so I wrote this about that and what it must be like to get that phone call when they tell you that there's nothing else they can do for you. And then also a few years ago, I had a red-headed son. His name was Jed, and he was a national fiddle champion. One of my greatest joys in life was playing music with him, and we'd sit around the kitchen and just hammering out breakdowns and rags and fiddle tunes and polkas and everything. And he was killed a few years ago by a drunk driver. And so I wrap the feelings that I had from that experience into this song as well. I hope you appreciate it. It's called The Dark Night of the Soul.